So with us in studio, again this week, we're very lucky to have her twice, Wendy Kahn, the National Director.
That's right, Sasha.
Of the SA Jewish Board of Deputies. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wendy, this is a story that actually has been relatively, well, not reported on widely, because I must say I'm only aware of it because I heard about it here.
Yeah.
Do you want to put us, yeah. do you want to give some context to the story and tell us what happened?
There is a conference taking place next week, as Sasha said, at the University of Stellenbosch. I'm trying to remember the name, Sasha. It's Reconciliation and Reflections and all lovely things like that.
I have it for you. It's Recognition, Reparation, Reconciliation, the Light and Shadow of Historical Trauma.
Now, there you go. The problem is, you've got to subscribe to a certain narrative to speak at that conference. And if you happen to be Israeli, then your session gets cancelled and you get disinvited. So what we saw was there were about 7 Israeli academics that were scheduled to talk on a couple of panels. And what they did was they cancelled those panels. And yes, they say, well, the academics are welcome to still come if they want. But they have been, effectively, their participation has been limited and they're not welcome to talk anymore. But what's even more disturbing for me, well, not more disturbing, but equally disturbing, is that there is a wonderful Palestinian academic by the name of Mohammed Dajani. And Mohammed came as our guest in 2016. And he's got wonderful, wonderful way of looking at the Palestinian-Israeli situation as a Palestinian academic. And he's really a wonderful man. He's taken groups of Palestinians to Auschwitz. And he talks about the lessons of the Holocaust. And Mohammed Dajani was scheduled to be on one of the panels, and his panel was cancelled. And why was it cancelled? It was cancelled because the SAJBD bought him out in 2016. So this is just absolutely abhorrent in terms of basic academic principles and values that one would hope that a university in our country would subscribe to. But unfortunately, they have been bullied and harassed and threatened by the BDS groups. They've made it very clear they are petrified of protests at the university. I mean, can you imagine a South African university that is scared of protests? I mean, can you believe that?
Exactly.
And because of that, they've stopped their sessions.
Wendy, were these Israeli academics academics from over the Green Line? Were they from?
They are from the universities we know of are Ben Gurion University and Hebrew University.
So then, that's a very frightening.
And of course, Mohammed from Birzeit in Ramallah.
In Birzeit, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting escalation, for want of a better word, in the dynamic of what's happening here. Before, there was a pretense to target certain individuals or institutions over a green line. This is worryingly edging towards a delegitimization of Israel, full stop. Is that my reading 100%, correct?
100%. And it is an extremely worrying situation. We have been in talks last night and today with the university administration. We have voiced our consternation around these issues to the university. And we are in ongoing talks with them. You know, unfortunately, these things don't get resolved within a few hours. They take some time to deal with. But it certainly is something that we are concerned about and that we are putting a lot of effort into.
Have you had responses from the community? Community today? Are people
not
outraged?
Really. I think it's still really early. It has been covered by some of the Israeli media. In fact, there's an excellent article by Ilani Chernik, who has actually interviewed one of the academics.
Where does she write? Because I searched and I found nothing.
Okay, I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it. Otherwise, I'm happy to send it. In South Africa, there's been very little. We've just seen one piece on the IOL, which is a piece by Professor Gaboda Madikizela, who is the organizer of the conference, trying to spin it her way. But we certainly, you know, I think what's really upset us is that they've tried to imply that the lecturers were the ones who withdrew from the conference and not the other way around. And that is not true. We have actually spoken to some of them today. We've spoken to Professor Tajani. They were told unequivocally. In fact, they weren't even told. They learned from seeing the revised program that they were no longer on it.
Wendy, has there been any reaction from fellow presenters at the conference?
I'm wondering if they even know at this stage.
You know what's so bizarre? So bizarre to me. We were having this discussion with Rolene yesterday. Israel is on the verge of establishing diplomatic ties with Chad, Muslim-majority nation, with Sudan, Muslim-majority nation, invitations to Bahrain, and South Africa is taking a much more extreme approach to Israel than their neighbors
That's a work in progress, and I think that we got a very encouraging message from our president at our conference. So there are different dynamics and there are different issues with all these countries, and we just need to focus on our country, and we need to focus on when this issue is being used as a way to manipulate aspects of our society, in particular universities. And I think we've got to stand up very strongly when these kind of things start creeping in.
And I know that a lot of the community members are upset, understandably. Is there anything that we can do as a community?
Okay. At this stage, I think, we are engaging with the university administration. Let's see how that goes. But again, if we are angry with this, we need to take to the social media and we need to expose this kind of I think it's just such a bizarre situation where, you're having a conference dealing with these exact issues around reparations and reconciliation, and you don't bring in the people who are living in an area that needs this kind of learning and that can share so much.
And South Africa has so much to teach that region of the world. I mean, we've been through it.
And since when do we close our ears and try to silence debate? That's not what we do in South Africa. In South Africa, we talk.
Wendy, thank you so very much for coming in.
Amen to that.
Wendy Khan, National Director of the SAJVD, about the boycott of Israeli academics taking place at Stellenbosch University.